Full Time with Matt Jones.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.
I've got the brilliant local band The Wombats into the studio. A brilliant new album out there, fourth one, Beautiful People Will Ruin Your Life. And I'm delighted to be joined by Murph, our lead singer, as well as Dan and Todd. Good afternoon, guys.
Hi, thanks for having us.
The view really is marvellous up here.
Well, I was just saying beautiful. To you, when did you last come up? I know we had you in a few months ago,
yeah.
But the other two, you were a bit taken aback by what you can see from up here. It's not bad, is it?
It's very beautiful seeing the Albert Dock and Liverpool in all its glory. Yeah. Yeah.
You can see the hills over there as well. Is that Malfama?
It is Malfama.
Oh, really? You can see that from here.
You can see Anglesey North on a good Wales. Day as well.
So. Walked up that a few times.
It's a good plug, this, for anyone who wants to come on the Tower Tours.
Yeah, do it.
But we've got you in to talk about your new album. Firstly, though, you've been in Liverpool this week, launching the new album. What's it like for you all to be back? Because I know some of you don't live here anymore.
Well, none of us live here.
Yeah, none of us.
But, it's great. I don't know. I have a greater affinity with the city now that I don't live here. Yeah.
And you got to see... your parents like changing your bedroom to just basically a wombat shrine, isn't it?
Basically, yeah, wombat shrine.
Is that what's happened to your room?
A wombat's press shrine.
Press my cuttings.
My dad's just like taking press cuttings and turning them into wallpaper.
Writing algorithms as well.
Well, you've launched your brand new album, Beautiful People Will Ruin Your Life. We've got a couple of copies which you're going to get the guys to sign and you'll have a chance to win. It's absolutely brilliant. I was speaking to Dan a few months ago and saying how much I'm a fan of your work. I think this could be your best stuff yet. It's absolutely fantastic. And Cheetah Tongue, the lead single, which is being pretty successful at the moment as well. You must be really delighted with the reaction so far.
Yeah, it's been so good.
Yeah. Want to talk more?
No, you sounded like you were starting a phrase with "we are."
I was going to talk a load of nonsense. No, it feels really good. We're really excited, and I would agree with you that it might be the best one yet. And I don't know. It just feels like we're in the middle of a storm right now, and we're very happy to be there.
Mm. Yeah, the crowd, like playing the shows this week. Especially Liverpool last night, or actually the night before, was awesome. And the crowd already seemed to like know all the words to the new songs, and people are really embracing it. And that's like the best feeling in the world. It's great.
And as it stands, I think it's second or third in the charts as well. What would that mean to you? Because it'd be your best performing album so far as well.
Number two.
Number two at the moment.
We'll take number two. Yeah. But I can't believe that The Greatest Showman is going to literally...
Yeah, Hugh Jackman is taking us down. But to be fair, he's like
I've
Wolverine,
always,
isn't
I've always
he?
I mean, enjoyed Wolverine. I've always quite kind of
love it.
Had an affinity for him. I've always quite fancied him, but I didn't expect for us to be making love so early on.
Yeah. Tell us about some of the music on the album then, because if we go back to some of your previous albums, particularly A Guide to Love, Loss and Desperation, it seemed like a collection of stories as such that you'd all put into songs, and this feels quite similar in that sense, I'd say.
Yeah, I would say that this album is akin to the first album, maybe in terms of storytelling or whatever. But maybe the stories are told in a slightly obscure, abstract, left field way, rather than literally taking the listener from A to B. I think that the stories are maybe more told in a David Lynch kind of way, rather than a
trying to think of a director.
Rather than a Brookside kind of way.
Also, the stories are obviously based in maybe LA more so than...
Yeah.
Not in like, you know, the first album was Liverpool, you know.
Yeah.
It's like living in Liverpool and getting slammed in clubs around
in Hannah's
these
bar
bars, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Just take it to the other Hannah's bar.
One was in the Glamorous Walkabout, wasn't it, as well?
Yeah.
Licking heels and
oh,
stuff.
Yeah, that was good, yeah.
There are. I always find your music quite revealing as well. It's all got a personal touch to it, hasn't it?
I think that's one of the. I think that's one of the things that's done the Wombats a great deal of good over the years. Is that everything is based in reality. So I feel like it's easy for people to make a connection with it.
Should we talk about some of the song titles? Because I noticed one of them, "Dip You in Honey." It does sound quite impractical and messy, but it's a great song.
Well,
you'd need a really big jar as well.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Be great though.
I wouldn't impractical.
Good music.
I wouldn't say it's impractical.
Great music
sounds,
video.
Sounds quite fun to me. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Well, I don't know. I've never done it.
No.
I'd like to dip you in honey afterwards if you're up for that.
If you can find a jar big enough, fella, I'm there.
Can't the jar come to you?
Yeah, where's our tour manager? Get him on the case. Grobo.
Oh, yeah.
Another ones as well, Black Flamingo, things like that. Where have these stories kind of come from?
Well, Black Flamingo kind of is a song that we wrote in Oslo, and I guess there's like two or three black flamingos in the world. I think there's a lake that contains the majority of them in like Israel or something. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, it's just a metaphor for rarity, I guess. Yeah.
Mm. You're listening to Full Time. My name is Matt Jones, and I'm joined in the studio by our very own local band, The Wombats. So Tord is back. He's been over in Norway. Also joined by Murph, our lead singer, and Dan Haggis, the drummer. And you're going on tour, or you're already on tour. You played the launch party in Liverpool earlier this week. You had a signing at HMV as well, and two gigs local to us. So if people do want to go and see you, the Manchester Academy on the 11th of March is one date, and then you can see them again in Manchester on the 24th of March. So two gigs coming up in Manchester.
Manchester, yeah. Isn't it a bit blasphemous to talk about Manchester on a Liverpool like radio show?
I guess that's where people are going to see you, though, isn't it?
Yeah, no, of course. The Academy in Manchester, we've played there quite a few times. It's such a great venue. And yeah, all our family will be there as well and probably have a massive party, I would have thought.
A few shinnies.
A couple of shinnies and off we go.
Is that what it's like for you when you play in the Northwest? You just get your family coming to see you all the time?
Yeah.
It's a bit of an S show, yeah.
Yeah, but we're so lucky that like all like Todd's better half, is all our family are from Liverpool as well. So like, I feel like we've all got like family here, and they've been so supportive from the word go. Like, we started practicing in my dad's like lounge, and all the family have like helped out so much, so it's so nice for them to like, for us to be here, and they all come
realize
out and
it.
And
like, yeah, and realize the metaphor
at the show in Liverpool, like there was just your family crowd surfing.
Yeah. Yeah, my cousin was on his stag do in Liverpool, just he was literally crowd surfing for a record time, I reckon. And my brother as well, he was in a bad place, that guy. He just texted me before and went, so fresh. Mini Cheggers he nearly got kicked out of Hebe's. He was like, the bouncer was saying, like, you're not coming in. I was like, no, please, he's coming in, with DJing. And he was like, right, okay, go on then. And Tim was like,
yeah, he's a fresh guy.
Yeah.
Should say you haven't had much
the blood
sleep.
Runs thick.
Yeah.
The promo tour has been wide-ranging, hasn't it, all over Europe so far?
Yeah, we did Paris, Oslo,
Amsterdam,
and London, and then London, straight into Reading.
Well, we did 4 weeks in America as well.
It's been that was like a proper tour, but a kind of a promo tour at the same time. But it was, the US it was so fun.
We're all looking forward to meeting our counsellors in the Priory in like a week.
What's it like? Because we know that you're pretty big in Australia. We spoke to you a couple of years ago before you played the Sydney Opera House. What's it like going to these different countries and just having people who don't speak English as their first language belting these lyrics back to you as you stand there on stage?
It's always just amazing to be like, hang on a minute, we're like 3,000 miles away from home, and or 7,000 if you're in Australia or whatever, but somehow everyone's like totally embraced the band. It's it's just weird.
I think that like the US is very much a kind of like, we've worked so hard to get where we are in America, and
been trying to crack that cookie for years.
We're still trying
and we're still nibbling on that cookie so hard, and
on Donald Trump's cookie.
He does have a very nice gingerbread cookie, doesn't he? It feels great because we can kind of pretty much pitch our flag and drag 1,000 to 2,000 people there, so that's what we want to do, and I think America is what is feeding us at the moment.
And obviously, being a band that were formed in Liverpool, two of you from Liverpool as well, does that help when you go across the world? Because Liverpool's got such a brilliant music heritage.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, of course,
like
yeah.
Especially in the States, you know, there's all you do interviews and you'll always get that kind of so tell us about Liverpool, the Beatles, and like there's of course that link, and
we always enjoy trying to like quantify Liverpool's heritage.
Yeah,
music wise.
Yeah. Been asked what's in the water in Liverpool before.
Fluoride.
Get out there and get this new album. Help you get it to number one.
Come on.
That's no what we chance. Want.
I don't think Hugh Jackman ain't letting that happen. I think if you had a fight between a wombat and a wolverine, there ain't no competition.
But we're
there.
Still going to we're going to keep taking the punches though.
Oh yeah, yeah. And wombats are very like tank-like creatures. They've got
very robust.
Very robust. Like Wolverine's claws could not make he'd be scarred for life, but he'd crawl out of the fight, I think.
Oh no, he'd still keep nibbling.
Could be quite devious as well, a wombat, I reckon.
We'll nibble away. Yeah. Nibble all our way to number two.
Yeah. That's all, if we can hang on. Yeah, that would be amazing.
Liverpool as a city obviously means a lot to all three of you. You met here, you formed here. What's it mean to be back here and to be playing to people from your same city?
Literally the world. I mean, I've been so happy for the last kind of 48 hours being back here, and the people, the sense of humour is always the thing that kind of drags me in first.
Yeah. When we turned up to the venue the other day, it's like there were holes in the roof and water was dripping through, and it's so like wombats, but also so Liverpool, where there's just people like staring at this roof and all the electrics we've got and stuff. They had to clear it away, and everyone's like freaking out, but they just made it happen, and it just summed up Liverpool to me. It's like, doesn't matter if there's a bit of like, you know, stuff going wrong, you just
pragmatic.
Keep going and keep going, and like, and everyone was like laughing and joking about it as well. And
that's very much the wombat's way though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a verb that's as well. When you get wombatted,
yeah.
That's when something goes wrong. Fresh.
we just like to keep it fresh.
Yeah.
And for you, Todd, an adopted Scouser.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I lived there for like 13 years, but I'm back in Norway now. So, but I also they come here to see my girlfriend's family. So,
and your daughter's half Scouser.
Yeah, she's yeah, exactly.
Scandi Scouser.
Scandi Scouser.
Yeah. There you go.
For real.
Well, guys, best of luck with the album. Best of luck with the tour. And thanks for joining us in the studio this afternoon.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Cheers, Matt.
Full Time with Matt Jones.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.